On some nights, it's best to stop thinking about the past and all that's been won and lost. On nights like this, just getting into bed, crawling between the clean white sheets, is a great relief. It's only a June night like any other, except for the heat, and the green light in the sky, and the moon. And yet, what happens to the lilacs while everyone sleeps is extraordinary. In May, there were a few droopy buds, but now the lilacs bloom again, out of season and overnight, in a single exquisite rush, bearing flowers so fragrant the air itself turns purple and sweet. Before long, bees will grow dizzy. Birds won't remember to continue north. For weeks, people will find themselves drawn to the sidewalk in front of Sally Owen's house, pulled out of their own kitchens and dining rooms by the scent of lilacs, reminded of desire and real love, and a thousand other things they'd long ago forgotten, and sometimes now wish they'd forgotten still. On the morning of Kylie Owen's 13th birthday, the sky is endlessly sweet and blue. But long before the sun rises, before alarm clocks go off, Kylie is already awake. She has been for hours. She's so tall that she could easily pass for 18 if she borrowed her sister's clothes and her mom's mocha lipstick and her Aunt Jillian's red cowboy boots. Kylie knows she shouldn't rush things. She has her whole life ahead of her. All the same, she's been traveling to this exact moment at warp speed for the duration of her existence. She's been completely focused on it, as if this one morning in July were the center of the universe. Certainly she's going to be a much better teenager than she ever was a child. She's half believed this all her life. And now her aunt has read her tarot cards for her, and they predict great good fortune. After all, the star was her destiny card, and that symbol ensures success in every enterprise.